I make every dream alive. I make every dream alive. I have dreams by the score. I am aware of my friends and neighbors and people whom I have created in my world, people whom I have created, and each one has buku dreams. They have so many dreams that they would like to see revealed and manifest in their life. And I am no exception. Except I have one little difference about me that some others in my world, some of my creation, in fact, might not have in their world. I make every dream alive. I do not think of the dream as something I'd like it to be, something I'd like it to reveal, something I'd like it to express. I see it already fulfilled. I see it already alive, already done. Now, to bring about this wonderful expression of seeing my dream alive, to bring about this wonderful expression of seeing my dream fulfilled in every wonderful way, I use the fuel of divine order to operate my dreams. I use the fuel of divine order to operate my dreams. Now, the fuel of divine order is all is fulfilled right now. The fuel of divine order is all is complete right now. It is done right now. It is fulfilled. So, when I say in the area of health, wealth, or happiness, I am healthy right now. I am perfect right now. I am living in my ideal body right now. Every organ, action, function of my body right now is absolutely perfect right now. Because I use the fuel of divine order to operate my dreams. So, when I have a dream, and my dream sees an ideal body, I immediately pour into that dream the fuel of divine order. And I see it done now. I see it fulfilled now. I see it complete now. I see it manifest now in every glorious way. I see it all complete and wonderful. Now, it's not a matter that it's something that's going to be. It's a matter that it's something that already is, and I'm training myself to be aware of what already is. Now, what already is? Well, health is already there. My body is an ideal expression of an ideal idea by an ideal being me right now. The ideal time is right now. There is no other time. So I live in that dream-like. I make every dream alive because I am saying to myself, it is fulfilled right now in every beautiful way. It is revealed every moment right now in every beautiful way. It is the ideal me in every beautiful way. It is fantastic. It is glorious. It is magnificent. So, as I call this forth, it is so. So, I use the fuel of divine order to operate my dreams. So, I'm operating my dream of health. Now, what is the fuel of divine order? The fuel of divine order is not liquid. It's not something you put into the tank. It is a fuel that exists co-eternal with me, with all that I am. And it is my atoms, you might say, the energy of my atoms. The fuel is the energy of life. And that energy of life is revealing itself, making every dream alive. And making every dream stand up and sing and shout and say, yes, this is a wonderful dream. Yes, this is a wonderful world. Yes, I am whole and perfect. Yes, this body is a temple of the living spirit. Yes, every organ, action, function of this body is perfect. Yes, this body from its very inception by my thought, the body by its very inception by my thought is ideal. Yes, and right now. And the fuel, the energy that operates my alive dream, the energy that operates every dream that I have, the fuel is my thought. my attitude. The energy that is co-eternal, always there with us. It is for my health. It is for my wealth. It is for my happiness. For every area in this physical world. Now, the physical world is the easy world, because the easy world is where we can manipulate, and we can create it new. We can bring it new into force. We can bring it into a new expression that has never been known by us before, because it is fulfilled. When I say health, everything is operating in its ideal frame of reference. When I say wealth, everything is there. I just visualize whatever I choose, and it is done. If I don't need bank accounts, I don't need stocks and bonds, I don't need all these things. I am infinite wealth. I am that absolute, wonderful, divine order of wealth right now. And the same with happiness. I am that divine order of happiness right now. And it is done in me right now. I am living it. I am expressing it. I make every dream alive by my thought. I make every dream alive by my vision of it. My dreams are the inner vision to be revealed in my outer temporary world now. True. True. My dreams are the inner vision to be revealed in my outer temporary world right now. Well, an outer temporary world, that sounds not too cool, but that's the way it is. Because once I'm in my absolute philosopher frame, once I am thinking of myself as the absolute philosopher, all else is temporary. All else is an illusion that passes away, and in its stead, it leaves the fulfillment of everything. So, because I am living in my absolute state of consciousness, because I'm living in this divine realization and revelation, does not mean that the relative or the experiences that life has given me up to now are irascible and unnecessary. It only means that they are revealed more quickly than ever before, because they are revealed as complete and whole and beautiful and perfect right now, and they're revealed to you and to me. And so I say, my body, this temple, this car that I live in, takes me everywhere and does everything. But it's divinely created. It is magnificently done. It needs nothing. It is all. It's just a vehicle. And it's a vehicle that's whole and perfect. And everyone who looks at this vehicle sees it as the ideal vehicle. Everyone who realizes this life of mine sees it magnificent. And they see it magnificent because I see them magnificent. And so therefore they see me magnificent as a reflection of what I am. It's a reflection therein of what they are. We want that experience to be an everyday occurrence for us. We want that to be an every moment occurrence for us. We want to live in it magnificently and eternally right now. And as we do that, we live in a life that is so fulfilling and so rewarding and so delightful that it is ours now. I make every dream alive. Yes! And the dreams keep popping into my consciousness out of the infinite allness, out of the infinite allness, out of the absolute. And because they keep popping in my consciousness, I keep experiencing them and knowing them. I make every dream alive in my world. And as every dream is alive in my world, it is magnificent, it's wonderful, it's fulfilled, it's glorious indeed. You can make every dream alive in your world too if you wish. But if you wish, it only takes a consistent one-pointedness in recognizing it is done and now. I make every dream alive now. There's no tomorrow, there's no yesterday, there's only now. And I make every dream alive now. So what dreams am I dreaming? I'm dreaming dreams of I like me, and I live in my ideal right now. Delight with me in this realization, in this knowledge, in this awareness, and experience it for yourself right now. Okay? Okay.